First, just very briefly, across the street, immediately following Mass, we have our food bazaar. And so I hope you're able to join. Our Hispanic community has made some fresh, wonderful things. And so I hope you'll find something there you would like. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I've mentioned to you before, on this day, Palm Sunday, the church actually commands her priests to be brief. And so I will. In past years on this Sunday, we have followed St. Peter after the arrest of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, as he follows Jesus, yes, but as the Gospels all tell us, he followed him at a distance. At a distance. This continues to be so often our issue, to follow but not too close. What will people say? But on this Palm Sunday, I want to point out a little detail that happens immediately after that, that only St. Luke gives us about Peter in the Passion narrative. He records that the woman who recognized Peter did so because he had come into the light of the fire. She saw him seated in the light. Peter had come, if only briefly, into the light, and he was recognized as a disciple of Jesus. Everything is exposed to the light, and the truth is laid bare. Real, true faith is described as a light. We call it the light of faith. It enlightens our minds and our hearts. Ultimately, Jesus Christ is the light. The Creed will say in just a moment that he, Jesus, is God from God, light from light. He also describes himself as the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Light exposes the truth. It exposes the truth about us and who we really are. As we begin this holiest week of our faith, ask this question of yourself. Do I hide in the shadows? When it comes to faith, when it comes to witnessing as a disciple, am I content to stay off in the shadows? Or am I willing to come into the light, to risk being identified as a true disciple of Jesus Christ? Why not? Or do I prefer to simply blend in with the crowd? Or will I take a stand for light and truth? It was a person. Once you and I identify ourselves with Jesus, once we come into his light, we should never seek to blend in on purpose, to simply be a faceless member in an unbelieving crowd around us, to hide our palm branches that we just carried with joy. We must never miss that chance to witness. Beginning today, live Christ's passion with your own passionate love. Live the faith in the light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.